Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Remember, if you bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim with Dusty, and it's time to Ask Dustin. This is typically where we do Ask Greg. Greg is out this week. Don't worry, he will be back. But this week, Dustin is filling the big shoes of Greg Pickle, and he's going to be answering your questions. But before we get to those, I just want to make a quick announcement from our partners at GoPSURV.com. I know some of you have asked me about it. We had the button on our app for the raffle to win the free RV for the blue-white game. Obviously, that game is not going to happen, but we will get the button back up as we get closer to the start of the regular season, where GoPSURV has announced that free RV raffle will be for the first game of the year in the fall. All right? So, time for Ask Dustin. At the end of this, we're going to pick the best question, and that winner will get a KSN polo shirt. I'm sure, Dustin, you've taken off your jammies, put on your KSN polo, so you look nice and professional.
I'm trying to simulate what life is like outside of my home, and that's a good step. I've got my polo shirt on, but it's tucked into my jammies. So, It's like the mullet of outfits. It's business up top, it's party down below.
All right. Let's see. All right. Where are we going to start? Rob from Columbus, Georgia. Greg or Dustin, of the top three or four Big Ten teams, which one needed spring practice the most? Also, what Penn State position group is impacted the most by not having spring practice?
Of the top teams in the Big Ten, I feel like Penn State is probably at the top of that short list of needing spring practice the most. You know, there's so much change. You know, you talk about Phil Troutwine coming in and teaching a little different set of techniques, prioritizing different things from Matt Limegrover, working with this offensive line. Now, that position group might not be the best example because they're very experienced and maybe what they need to get done this spring isn't as flagrant as some other groups, but the wide receiver position with Taylor Stubblefield, the offensive coordinator, obviously trying to install new terminology and trying to put that into motion on the practice field. And rather than just talking about it in meetings and using that verbiage in meetings, there's a lot of stuff that I felt like Penn State could have used that time on the field, those practice sessions. A lot of people are just kind of saying now how, not that spring practice is unnecessary, or maybe it's more like a bonus to teams. But for Penn State, it didn't feel like much of a bonus. It felt like they needed to get out on the field and start putting these things into motion. So I think Penn State is probably high on that list. In terms of positions, you know, wide receivers trying to get to know Taylor Stubblefield, trying to sort through what he has and who can start rising to the top of that depth chart. I think the sooner that process could begin, the better, because none of us really have much of an idea beyond Jahan Dotson what Penn State really has at that position group. And I think Taylor Stubblefield is probably in that camp as well. There are some different ingredients, but, you know, let's take Jahan Dotson out of it for a second. Going from number two to like number six or seven on that depth chart, I don't really see a huge difference right now between what Penn State has. So, you know, those wide receivers getting to work and getting an opportunity to showcase themselves for their new position coach, I thought was important.
Agreed. I don't think there's any doubt that Penn State, with all the coaching changeover, especially at offensive coordinator, could have used the spring practice. All right. Next up is David from Lakewood Ranch, Florida. David is our buddy Beach Wine guy. So that alone is why we'll always ask David's questions, just to be able to say Beach Wine guy. All-knowing Greg, after signing day, there was a lot of talk of how Penn State was over the scholarship limit. Most thought after spring ball, there'd be the attrition needed to get under the limit. Now that spring ball's been canceled, when would you expect to see announcement of who's been decided to move on, and he has deciding in quotes for us.
Yeah, the delicate dance of trying to explain to guys, hey, you've got no future here. You know, like the realistic conversations. Now, I'm not an expert, and I've never been in on conversations like that. But every coach in America is trying to manage that scholarship limit of 85, and they're trying to guys who have slipped down the depth chart and have no sign of getting back to the top. Coaches are just basically saying, "Hey, you know what? I think the writing might be on the wall here." That being said, this question probably came before Mac Hippenhammer.
Yes, yes.
Opted to choose baseball. So yes. There's one. I don't know. I mean, Greg's been watching this scholarship limit a lot closer than I have, and I'm sure James Franklin has a plan for things to go along here. But we've seen a little bit of attrition so far, and I think we'll probably still see a little bit more. I can't recall. They were in the 90s. Trying to get that at 85. Also, James Franklin seems to believe that some kind of scholarship relief from the NCAA, just in these uncertain times of transfers and that kind of thing, that'll be coming down the pike sometime soon. We'll see about that one.
I believe they're down into the 80s, and I want to point out also, we just found out about Mac Hippenhammer. That could have got conversation probably took place previously and decision made. So who knows how many of those conversations are going on.
Exactly.
All right, next up, my good buddy Nick from Berwick says, I think I set the standard for being a two-time winner by buying Jim a beer. Well, I think what Nick is insinuating is that I can be bought. That's an ugly accusation.
Does anybody need to insinuate that? Everybody knows that.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's not true. In fact, it's very true, but I don't think he had to accuse me of that. Anyway, Nick, we'll see. If you want to become a three-time winner, you got to be a little more subtle on those things. Anyway, Nick wants to know if you could replace any coach on the team with any coach in the country, who would you choose and why?
Any coach on the team with any coach in the country. Boy, I like the addition of Phil Troutwine. I think he's a real rising guy on the offensive line. That would be a position before that hire where I would have said, you know what, we need to get, if we want an elite offensive line and we're not necessarily recruiting elite offensive line prospects, which is mostly true for Penn State, then that position coach can be the real difference maker we need. I think they got probably their best offensive line coach since James Franklin got there. Really like Tyler Bowen with the tight ends. I don't know what to make of Taylor Stubblefield at the wide receiver position, to be honest with you. You know, he's a guy who has been a rolling stone to this point in his career. And, you know, you listen to Miami fans talk and they're not exactly that upset that he moved on. That's probably unfair. But I think to get an elite wide receivers coach in there, maybe Taylor Stubblefield's the guy. I'm not 100% sold just yet. So that would be where my focus is saying, let's stop the bleeding at this position. Let's get our guys over the top. Penn State has not performed very well. I don't know that Penn State has developed all that great at the wide receiver spots because there's been no continuity whatsoever. So I think getting the best of the best and having them at that spot for 5 years would be a big deal. I'm not sure at this point if Taylor Stubblefield is that just yet. We need to see his coaching in action, which is another reason that, you know, the spring would have been important there.
Well, what I do like is one of the quotes that came from him was the knock that most people had was that changing jobs every year, it seemed. And he talked about he needs to stay someplace for a couple years, build back his reputation. And I think James Franklin's aware of it. I think the coaches, I wouldn't be surprised if he sticks around for a couple years because he needs to. It's in his best interest. All right.
And the other part of that, Jim, is that some of this stuff, you know, in coaching, it can be delicate. You don't necessarily choose to move on. You don't necessarily not come back because you didn't deserve it. Sometimes staff changes, a new head coach comes in, whatever. There's a variety of circumstances, and it sounds like some of those circumstances played out in his career to this point as well.
Yes. All right. Here's kind of an interesting one. Don from Westlake, Ohio says, guys, I love the show. On a previous podcast, you, while discussing James Franklin's new contract, you discussed the top 5 or 10 head coaching jobs in college football. What do you think are the top college football beats to work on as a writer?
Oh, so some of that might not be knowledge that I have, but you want to talk about a welcoming atmosphere, a coach who gets it and who wants that for his players and doesn't want to lock players down. So it's not always the same. So like Alabama, in terms of them being really good, that's great. But would you want to run into Nick Saban every day? I'm not sure about that one. Dabo Sweeney is to me one of the more annoying coaches in the country. I wouldn't necessarily want that. It seems like Ryan Day gets it out at Ohio State, and that program is really good every single year. So I think that one would probably be on the list for me. I'm not sure about Georgia and Kirby Smart. LSU and Ed Orgeron. Actually, you know what? Let me revise my answer. I would love to cover Ed Orgeron every day.
Well, it's funny. That was the first name I thought of. Plus, LSU is a great venue to watch a game. You have so many great games because they're playing in the Southeast Conference in the West Division. They're going to be playing Alabama and Auburn every year. And just listening to Ed O talk, you might need a translator sometimes. But I would go with Ed O. Plus, it's decent weather. That's probably Ohio State up north here. I guess damning Penn State a little bit here too, being up here in the north. But if I had to do this as a job, I would not mind a warm weather team. I think who the coach is a factor. And I would want a quality team that plays a quality schedule so that the games are interesting. So yeah. That would be my criteria, and I think that LSU fits all of them. I'm also with you about Alabama. I'm not sure I would want to deal with Nick Saban every day. All right, Dustin, do you need a quick review of the questions, or do you have who you like?
I've been following along. I liked the Big Ten teams and needing practice, but I like the which program would you want to cover? That would be my winner, Don from Westlake. Right. I think that's a cool question. I had to sound it out. I had to think my way through it until I finally arrived at my answer. So I like that. Don from Westlake.
Very good. All right. That is it for Ask Dusty. Stick around. Dustin, in our next segment, he's going to have to take a stand.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.